The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
If you're trying to build your business, there is no better way to do it, than social media. But it's a little confusing and distracting, and I know that many of us wonder, like, what the heck, should I be spending more time on Facebook? And now there's this new Periscope, but there's Twitter, and some people are really killing it on Twitter. And now I hear people talking about Facebook ads and YouTube ads, and which should I be spending my time developing? And so-and-so is just killing it on Instagram, so I feel like maybe I should go back to Instagram. And I've done a few broadcasts on Periscope, and it didn't go so well. And so then I did a few live broadcasts on YouTube, and, well, that was just okay. And then I did some live broadcasts on Facebook. So it gets really confusing, like, which platform should you be on, and what's the best use of your time? That's specifically what I'm going to address for you tonight. I'm going to give you some simple questions to help you answer that for yourself at this juncture. And I think it's really important to say at this juncture, because all social media platforms evolve, and so too does your business. About a year ago, I was not using Twitter at all, like zero. I was doing Hootsuite scheduled posts, but it was not the way to reach me. It was not how to interact with me. And that's changed. I am using Twitter now all the time. So I'm going to help you identify, I hope tonight, what platform works best for you, your best use of time, how to decide when it's time to jump ship, and how to also best evaluate if the platform you're most interested in is the one that you should be using to help you build your business. The most important thing you have to ask yourself is, what's my goal? And for me, my goal is audience action and relationship building. That's my goal. So for some of you, it might just be customer service. Like, you might be wanting to take care of your customers. And so that's a goal. Another goal might be just bringing awareness. Another goal might be perfecting your craft or your talent or your skill. And another goal might be to just serve an audience with education. So it really depends on what your goal is, number one. That's number one. So write that down. What is your goal? Okay, so the platforms that we're talking about specifically are Facebook, the gorilla, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Pinterest, Periscope, you know. We can keep going down the list and look at blogs. And all of those are really great places to build an audience. But you don't need to be on all of them. Any one of them has millions of people. And you don't need millions of people to grow your business. You don't even need thousands, perhaps, to grow your business. But you do need the right type of people, the type of people that are looking for what it is that you offer. That's what you do need. And I think the biggest mistake that most people make is that they get so distracted by the opportunity. So it's like going to a high school where there's all these different cliques. And, you know, at, I don't know why I'm making this analogy, but like at lunch, you're bouncing around from group to group to group to group to group. Meanwhile, you're never really solidifying and anchoring down and planting roots in one particular group. So you really never belong anywhere. And I think that's a common mistake many entrepreneurs make, is they hear that someone else is having tremendous success on Instagram or on Pinterest or on Facebook or on Periscope. And so everybody runs over there and they're like, oh, I've got to be here. So I'm going to spend a little bit of time here. I'm going to spend a little bit of time on YouTube. I'm going to spend a little bit of time on Facebook. And dang it, like, none of these are working for me. And they start to get really frustrated, and you keep adding more things to your plate, and you keep going everywhere, and you keep going, why can't I build a following on Facebook? How come I don't have any, like, a ton of followers like so-and-so on Twitter? How come I don't have millions of people looking at my stuff on Facebook? How come such and such has so many followers on Instagram? That's you. and you felt distracted and felt like maybe you must be missing the boat and that you've just got to do whatever they were doing, whoever they are, in order to build your following, and just in the process made yourself feel worse and created a, what I like to call a wider pool of interest, then you're not alone. I want you to know that you are best served by creating a deep relationship as opposed to a wide relationship. Okay. A deep relationship is why I personally am on Periscope. I can create a much wider relationship on Facebook, and I'm on Facebook, but I didn't leave Facebook until I solidified it, until I really lived in it and understood it and had it wired and figured out what my Facebook friends and followers, what do they like? What do they need there? The same is true on Instagram and on YouTube. I didn't leave Instagram. I created a season of Instagram and studied it inside and out when it first launched before anybody else had an academy. I contacted every single top Instagrammer and most of them were like 16-year-olds. I'm like, why do you have a million followers and what are you doing with it? And most of them I learned were there and had millions of followers by that point because they were early settlers. At which point they had tremendous opportunities and the ability to leverage those eyeballs and the following that they had. And then they were able to make some serious money from their Instagram accounts, many of whom sold their Instagram accounts or at least monetized them by promotional posts, partnering up with affiliates. And I just studied all of that to figure out, like, how were people building that? What was working on Instagram? What wasn't working on Instagram? And each social media platform is different. Each social media platform has a different attention span, has a different desire, has a different purpose. And I think oftentimes people use Instagram as if it is Facebook, which that doesn't work. You know, we want to scroll quickly and get the idea as quickly as possible. We want value, or we're not going to follow you and we're certainly not going to like it. And by value, I mean, if I quickly glance at that photo or that video, it needs to serve me. If it's just you sipping on a drink, you might get a lot of likes if you're already crazy popular. You might get a lot of likes if you're like incredibly good looking and half naked. You might get a lot of likes if you're like already famous. But if you're just good old fashioned you, you know, if it's just good old fashioned you, which is good enough, but it ain't good enough on Instagram because people are like, why do I care that you're smirking at me? Why do I care about this photo of your flip-flops? Why should I care? How does it help me to see you taking a drink of water? You know, you're like, how does it help anyone? We want to look at the photo, look at the video and go, I understand what you're telling me. Thank you. Got it. Thank you. Message received. Moving on. Tap, tap. Moving on. And they're not reading much anymore. And every social media platform changes over the course of its life. Facebook has changed tremendously. Instagram has changed tremendously. Pinterest is a phenomenal place to drive traffic to your website. It's the ultimate, in my opinion, the ultimate social media platform if you don't have to build community. If you're trying to bring awareness, if you're trying to educate, if you don't want to be on camera necessarily, and you do want to educate and you do have value and you do have content, but you aren't necessarily building a community, that's the place to be, period, end of subject. You've got to look at that traffic. Dang. And it's not just for the ladies. Trust me. The guys are killing it there too. Twitter has changed in the last 6 months because of Periscope. Twitter suddenly has a newfound love. The demographic is getting younger. It is suddenly becoming far more actionable. And it's gaining popularity again. And social media platforms do this. They go in cycles where everyone's like, oh yeah, we're over YouTube. Because hey, have you heard about Vimeo? And have you heard about this? And then all of a sudden, YouTube becomes popular again. Right? So they all go through cycles. I want to specifically talk to you about how to evaluate which one you should be on. So you start first with what's your goal. Second is this. Because you and I may have the same goal, but we have different talents. You may be an exceptional writer, Or perhaps you're like amazing at graphic design, of which I'm neither. Like, I'm a pretty good writer, but I don't like to do it, to be honest. I would rather speak it into my phone, dictate it, blah, 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 send that off to my virtual assistant to be transcribed, and then send it off to another person to proof it and take out all my run-on sentences and turn it into a blog post for me. So you've got to ask yourself, where are you strongest? How do you best connect with people? Do you best connect with people when you write? Like, when you've really got some traction on Facebook, is it from a video that you've done? Has it been because you wrote an incredibly heartfelt and moving post? It was your writing that really touched people? Is it because is it your ability to speak? Like, have you recorded an audio and sent it to someone and they were like, that just blew me away. I cried. I couldn't believe it. Or you listen to podcasts and you're like, I think I could do that. I'm really good at doing calls for my team. I'm not comfortable on camera, but I really love just using my voice and explaining things. And when I get on camera, I get nervous and weird and it's awkward and I don't like it. Then why are you trying to do that? Use your God-given talent. I know people always say, work on your weaknesses and play up to your strengths. I think it's important that you be aware of both. But ideally, where you're going to succeed in business, where you're going to succeed online, is based very much on your God-given talent. Like, where your go-to tool. What is your go-to tool? Is it teaching? Is it speaking? Is it being comfortable on camera? Because if you're not comfortable on camera and when you watch yourself on camera, you are like, oh God, I'm so nervous for me. And you make other people nervous and it's awkward. Why are you pushing it? Like, I mean, unless you're like, it's your goal to get better at it, that's cool. But if you're already a phenomenal communicator and you're already great when you write and you make headway when you write, when you blog, when you put your heart and soul into a Facebook post, use your gift. Everyone has their own. Don't try to imitate somebody else's. Use your gift. If your gift is to connect with people on camera and you know it's your gift and you're totally comfortable on camera, then you should probably be on Periscope and YouTube. Or you should be on Periscope only and then repurposing that content to YouTube. But if your gift is something other than being live on camera, use your gift. Quit trying to force this to work. Quit trying to make it happen on Instagram. If you're like, I am trying to post sexy photos of myself working out. I am trying to write motivational steps. I am trying to be valuable. I am trying to create content. And I'm still only getting 17 likes. Freaking give it up. And I don't mean like give it up like you're a loser. I mean like, go to the place where your talents work. I don't understand that. I see people are like, oh my God, they're still posting 5 times a day on Instagram and they're still getting like no likes. And there's, you can tell they're spending so much time in this. I'm like, why? Go to the place where it works and own it. And then stop trying to go wide, go deep. So how much time do you give yourself before you realize like, okay, this ain't working for me? 3 months. That's a good rule of thumb. And then you can stop back into the old neighborhood every 2 or 3 months and go, I wonder how things have changed over here. And you can take a look because maybe things have changed. Maybe it's now the place for you to take a second look. I know for me on Facebook, there was a period of time where I couldn't get any views. I couldn't get any reach. Nothing was working. And I was like, all right, see ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. And I did random posts every once in a while, but it just wasn't working for me. And I'm like, why am I trying so hard when I'm getting mega traction on Instagram? So I literally took a break and just did the minimum to stay present, the minimum to be relevant on Facebook, but my time and energy was spent developing a plan on Instagram. And so I have 7 accounts at last count on Instagram. I have my own personal account. I've got a fashion account. I've got a food account. I've got a motivational account. I've got a style account. I've got a social media account, and they're all separate accounts. And I just said, I can't go deep here if I'm five other places too. So I put everything else pretty much on autopilot, scheduled most of my Twitter, scheduled most of my Facebook, scheduled my YouTubes, and put it pretty much all on autopilot so I could go deep, deep, deep on Instagram. And that was my jam. And that's where I got the majority of my traffic. So I was building my business. And then I started, as I think is a great suggestion for all of you, is to pay attention to where you're getting your best content and how you think you can best serve people. So I started listening to podcasts and realizing that I was getting some really fantastic, I shouldn't say started, I've been listening to podcasts since the days of Leo Laporte. I guess it would be like 1990, maybe 2000, probably year 2000, I started listening to podcasts. And a couple of years ago, I was like, you know, I can talk. I like to teach. I like to break this down. I don't like to shut up. I should do a podcast. It's hard to get my message out in 15 seconds. So I decided to create a podcast. And when I did that, I stepped away from my other social media platforms for the most part. I was no longer going deep in those other social media platforms. I decided to spend a season really developing my podcast. And because of that, it is regularly in the top, both podcasts are regularly in the top 100 of all iTunes podcasts, regularly in the top five, if not top 10 for both health and business, that for two podcasts in 1 year. And I'm not saying that to like go say how great I am, because it's not about that at all. It's to point out how important it is to go deep and to have a season. And during that time, you could look at my Instagram and go, she's not posting as much on Instagram. You could look at my Facebook and go, she's not doing as much on Facebook. You could look at my YouTube and you're like, that's weird, she's not doing as much on YouTube. No, because it was a season for podcasting. And I went deep, deep, deep. And it was the right format for me. It was the right format because I like to teach and I like to take my relationships deep. And I want to give people the kind of value that sometimes can't be explained in 15 seconds. Can a fitness or an exercise move be explained in 15 seconds? Heck yes. Can a business idea and how to build your dream, can that be explained in 15 seconds? Heck no, it cannot. So I knew if I want to serve the kind of people who I'm hoping to attract, I've got to go to a platform where I'm best able to do that. And that's why I started doing podcasts. And then Periscope came along. And I'm like, ooh, this is kind of like both things combined. And what I could do is I could, you know, like for me, I like being on video because I have very good intuition, I believe, about people. And I like to look them in the eyes and go, that's a bunch of BS. That is so phony. Save it. And I also like to look at people and go, I can tell there's something sad. Like I can just tell if some, you know, I'm sure some of you feel this way. Like you've got good intuition. You can watch someone on video and go, I really like them. And then there's certain people who you maybe you've been listening to their podcast, and then you watch them on video and you're like, I liked their voice, but they've got shifty eyes when they're on camera. And so now I don't trust them. They have shifty eyes. And we, you know, video for some people, it allows us to connect quicker. Periscope for me was the best of both worlds because it allowed me to teach, but it also allowed me to show you that I'm not reading a script. This is from my heart. This is stuff I know. I don't have to make notes. I know it inside and out. And you could see my passion and you could see my enthusiasm and you could realize that I wasn't scripting anything. It wasn't BS. If I got tears in my eyes, they were real. If I sounded choked up, you could tell if I really was or not. And for me, I'm like, this is a really easy shortcut way to connect with people. And I believe it has served my business better than just about any other medium. We just came off of our Smart Success launch. We had two times as many sales as any previous year in less than a week and a half. We had so many sales, we had to close it early. And so many of those people, for the first time ever, when we're looking at those stats, are people who had never bought anything from us before. So in the past, there's a customer journey where a customer would buy, say, a $99 program from me, like IG Impact, or a $150 program like the Courageous Confidence Club. And they would have results. And they would say, hey, this works. I like her teaching style. I like the way she sets us up. I like the way she delivers. I like that she over-delivers. I like how easy it is to learn from her. Okay, I trusted her. I only spent $150. I'm gonna spend a little bit more next time. And then they would buy a more expensive investment, and then, you know, an even bigger investment. And then, you know, it takes some time, maybe a couple of years of investing and having transformation and getting results. And then they would be like, I'm ready to invest in Smart Success, which is a $1,000 program. This time we had more people who had never been our customers before buying a $1,000 Academy. Why? I think it's because of Periscope. I think it's because you've been able to go, are you the real deal? Does this stuff work? Tune into my Periscopes, take notes, try it, and go, dang, if she's giving that away for free, and I like the way she teaches, and I like the stuff that she's explaining and the way she's explaining, and it's intimate, and I know, like, trust, it's a shortcut to that relationship. It's also a shortcut for people who they don't have to spend a lot of time with me, and they already know that they don't like me. I bug them. They don't like the way I teach. They don't like the way I talk, which is cool because then I've saved us both time. So for me, Periscope is the best of both worlds because it also allows me to take this video. It gets uploaded to iCloud. My virtual assistant can then send it off to our podcast editor. He can strip the movie or the audio from the movie and then turn that audio, clean it up, so it's just the content. There's no like, hey, thanks for joining. Thanks for the hearts. We strip all that out. And then it's the content for my podcast. Now, I think the podcast is doing better now too, because I think a lot of people on Periscope, you've watched us live and you kind of tune in and out, and because it's, you know, it's on video and it's on your phone. But then you're like, okay, I need a recap of that and the summary because I really want that repetition because I'm trying to learn this. And so you download the podcast and you listen to the shortened, abbreviated version of just the most important stuff on the podcast. So for me, this is the best of both worlds. Now, I have friends who are exceptional on YouTube, killing it on Facebook, and Periscope does not work for them because they don't enjoy being live without a script. They prefer a shorter, quicker medium, and their message is something that can be delivered in a minute or less. So it's silly for those people to push so hard to try to make Periscope work. Work and stay and dig deeper in the platform that's working for you. That's not to say you shouldn't be a viewer. I just don't want you to beat yourself up trying to figure out why you can't make, you know, why you only have 7 viewers on your Periscope when this might not be your jam. This might be your mode of learning. I don't think YouTube is my jam. I have tried and tried and tried. And you heard me brag up on my IG stats and you heard me brag up on my Facebook stats, but you did not hear me brag up on my YouTube stats. I mean, in the last, I have had a couple of like lucky breaks. Like I had my happy dance video, I think got a couple million views or whatever. But it had nothing to do with business. And there was no, unfortunately, it was an accident. There was no freemium attached. So it wasn't like it helped my business. It was just, it like got play by a couple of news broadcasters broadcasting. It went viral. I'm like, of course it did. The one video that I didn't put any time into and that doesn't relate to my business, really. Of course, that's the one that went viral, right? But YouTube, I don't think it's my jam. So I'm not trying to force it. Yo, I'm not trying to force it. And Pinterest is really, really cool. And it's super easy for those of you who are like, I ain't got time to build a community and come back and comment and like and inbox and outbox and blah, blah, blah. I just want to show you what I know and move on. That's a cool place to be. So take a look at where you're spending your time. And most importantly, take a look at where your traffic's coming from. Figure out where the bulk of your website traffic is coming from. Don't assume it's from Facebook. Don't assume it's from Periscope. You need to know. One of the ways that we track that is with, I have a separate link for each one of my URLs that we send for a freemium. have a little cheat sheet here, and it has all my different URLs. So I have a list that I use for podcasts because those are difficult to track. I can see traffic that comes from Facebook, from Twitter, from my blog, from YouTube. But when it comes to my podcast, people listen to it and then they go home and they type it into their browser. So the only way for me to track that is if I have a podcast specific URL. So for example, if I am going to use a URL on my podcast to help you become a better Periscoper, I will use Scope is Dope. Okay. So if you go to scopeisdope.com, you'll get my free report on how to shortcut your success on Periscope. So I'm not guessing at where my traffic comes from. I know where my time is most effectively spent. And you really, you have to know, you can't guess, because time is short and you shouldn't be everywhere. You're not supposed to be everywhere. So go deep and spend time on the social media platforms that are attracting the right kind of people that you enjoy, that allow you to use your talent and allow you to feel really good about what you're doing and connect with people on the deepest level, or to serve your ultimate goal, which again is what you need to start with. What is your goal? Is it awareness? Is it customer service? Is it action? Is it relationships? Thanks so much for being here. And I'm looking forward to reading your tweets, finding out what is the best social media platform for you. And for those of you who would love the shortcut to how to kill it on Periscope, go to scopeisdope.com.
This episode was brought to you by periscopeisdope.com. Super cool. It's the website where you can go and receive my free tutorial on ways to think of broadcasting your own Periscope channel that helps to bring your message into the hands of other people. It's a way for you to think outside the box. It's a way for you to reach new people on a platform that's brand spanking new. At the time of this recording, there's over 9 million people on Periscope and less than 1% broadcasting. So if you have even an inkling that you might want to broadcast, that you might want to create your own niche on Periscope, allow me to be your guide and you'll receive my free report by going to Periscope is Dope.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.